Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Academic Entrepreneurship, How to Bring Your Scientific Discovery to a Successful Commercial Product by Mikel Marcolongo is a practical guide for researchers who want to move a promising laboratory discovery toward real-world impact. Positioned at the intersection of entrepreneurship, technology transfer, and academic career realities, the book focuses on how faculty, graduate students, and postdoctoral researchers can evaluate whether a technology has commercial potential and then choose an appropriate route to market. Rather than treating commercialization as a mysterious process reserved for business experts, it presents an accessible, step-by-step roadmap that explains common pathways, such as licensing to existing companies or forming a startup. Along the way, it addresses the university environment in which commercialization happens, including the role of technology transfer offices and the need to manage conflicts of interest. A distinguishing feature is the inclusion of perspectives from faculty across multiple disciplines, offering grounded lessons and cautionary notes that reflect the practical challenges of turning research into a viable product. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, evaluating whether a discovery is commercially viable. A central theme of the book is that scientific novelty alone is not enough to justify commercialization. Marcolongo emphasizes translating a discovery into a value proposition that makes sense outside the lab. That means asking early questions about the problem being solved, who experiences it, and why existing solutions fall short. This framing helps academics shift from a research mindset, where the goal is new knowledge, to a market mindset, where the goal is adoption and measurable benefit for users or buyers. The book encourages readers to look for evidence that a technology can become a product, not merely a prototype. This includes thinking about feasibility in the real world, the likely path from experiment to manufacturable solution, and what would be required for reliability, usability, and compliance in the intended setting. It also pushes readers to consider whether the opportunity is large enough to justify the time, cost, and risk of commercialization, especially given the constraints of academic roles. By focusing on viability assessment early, the roadmap helps reduce wasted effort and aligns later decisions, such as whether to license, form a startup, or keep the work purely in the research domain. Secondly, choosing a pathway licensing versus building a startup. The book lays out two major commercialization routes, commonly available to academic inventors licensing intellectual property to an established company or launching a startup that builds the product directly. Marcolongo treats these as strategic options with different demands on time, risk tolerance, and personal involvement. For many academics, licensing can be a pragmatic path because it leverages an existing company's development, regulatory, manufacturing, and sales capabilities. It can also reduce the burden on a research team that may not be equipped to operate as a business. A startup path, by contrast, can offer more control over the direction of the technology and potentially greater upside, but it also requires building or recruiting business capabilities, raising capital, and navigating uncertainty across product development and market entry. The book frames the decision as a match between the technology's needs and the inventor's goals and constraints. By presenting these pathways in an easy-to-follow manner, the guide helps readers understand what each route typically entails, what milestones matter, and what kinds of partners are often necessary to make progress toward a successful commercial product. Thirdly, working with technology transfer offices and understanding institutional realities, academic commercialization usually happens inside a set of university policies and processes. And the book highlights the importance of understanding and engaging with technology transfer offices. Marcolongo explains the practical role these offices play in protecting intellectual property, coordinating licensing discussions, and serving as an interface between researchers and external industry or investors. For readers new to commercialization, this institutional landscape can be unfamiliar. So the book functions as a bridge between research culture and the operational steps required for technology translation. A key point is that commercialization is not solely an individual effort. Universities often have defined procedures for invention disclosure, patent decisions, and negotiations with companies, and those steps can influence timelines and options. The book encourages academics to plan with these realities in mind, rather than treating them as afterthoughts. It also addresses conflict of interest considerations, which are common when faculty have roles in startups or have financial stakes in licensing outcomes. By treating policy compliance and transparency as essential parts of the roadmap, the book helps readers reduce avoidable friction and preserve trust while pursuing real-world impact. Fourthly, market analysis and customer discovery for scientific innovations. Marcolongo underscores that a discovery becomes a product only when a market accepts it, so the book places strong emphasis on market analysis. For academics, this often means learning to validate demand and define the customer with the same rigor used to test a hypothesis. The book points readers toward investigating who the customer is, what drives purchasing decisions, and what alternatives exist, including non-technical substitutes that may still satisfy the customer's needs. This topic also includes understanding how markets are structured, such as whether the buyer and end user are the same entity, and how that affects adoption. While the book keeps an accessible tone, it aims to demystify the practical business questions that determine whether a technology can leave the lab. Market work is presented as an ongoing process that informs product design, pricing logic, partnering choices, and the overall commercialization pathway. By encouraging early engagement with the market, the book helps researchers avoid building features that do not matter to customers and strengthens their ability to communicate value to partners, companies, or investors in terms that connect to real-world outcomes. Lastly, building the team and financing the venture. Even strong technologies stall without the right people and resources, and the book addresses the human and financial building blocks required for academic ventures. Marco Longo discusses the importance of identifying co-founders and complementary skill sets, especially where scientific expertise must be paired with product development, operations, regulatory or quality experience, and go-to-market execution. For academics, this often involves recognizing gaps and being intentional about recruiting talent rather than assuming a research group can simply evolve into a company. The guide also covers the challenge of financing and managing a new venture at a level appropriate for newcomers. Rather than treating funding as a single event, it frames financing as a sequence of decisions tied to milestones and risk reduction. This perspective fits the reality that technology-based ventures typically need resources to move from proof of concept to a product that can be sold or licensed at meaningful value. By combining team formation with venture management and financing considerations, the book helps readers see commercialization as an execution discipline, not just an extension of research success. In conclusion, this book is best suited for university faculty, graduate students, and postdoctoral researchers who suspect their work could have value beyond publications and are looking for a clear, realistic path to commercialization. It is particularly useful for readers who have little formal exposure to entrepreneurship, but must still make high-stakes decisions about intellectual property, market fit, partnership strategy, and whether a startup is even the right vehicle. The practical benefit is orientation. It clarifies the sequence of steps that commonly turn discoveries into products and highlights where academics can lose time or create unnecessary risk, such as misunderstanding institutional processes or delaying market validation. Intellectually, the book helps readers reconcile two cultures, academic research and business execution, by translating business concepts into a form that scientists and engineers can apply. Its focus on technology transfer offices and conflict of interest issues also grounds the advice in the university context, where many general startup books are less helpful compared with broader entrepreneurship texts. It stands out by centering the academic inventor's realities and by drawing on experiences across multiple scientific and engineering disciplines. That cross-disciplinary lens reinforces that while technologies differ, the commercialization challenges and decision points are often surprisingly consistent. If you would like to support Michal Marco Longo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.